With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. All 20 remaining hostages captured by Hamas have been freed and returned to Israel as part of a ceasefire deal that has paused a two-year war. Gili Roman, the brother of released hostage Yarden Roman Gat, says it's a great day.
You can see it around the whole square. Like, the Israeli people are relieved and happy. I know. So it's a very unique morning. And maybe a morning that will change much of how we got used to live here in this country. We will get our sanity back.
President Trump says this is historic.
It's peace in the Middle East that everybody said it's not possible to do. And it's going to happen. And it is happening as before your very eyes.
A meeting of world leaders in Egypt sought to set in motion the next phases of the agreement. 2 weeks into the government shutdown, there are no signs of ending the stalemate anytime soon, White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government.
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities say more than 30 people were rescued and 3 people remain unaccounted for in western Alaska after the remnants of Typhoon Halong brought hurricane-force winds and flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 588 points, the Nasdaq rose 490. This is SRN News. Louisiana's Ten Commandments law gets a reprieve.
A 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declared the legislation unconstitutional earlier this year, but now the full circuit court has voided that ruling and announced it will rehear the case with all 17 judges sitting. The Louisiana law requires that all public schools post large copies of the Ten Commandments around the building where students can see them. Several other states have passed similar statutes, which are also being challenged in court. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged an ongoing and international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. SRN News. California's Democrat leaders continue doing all they can to thwart the enforcement of federal immigration laws.
A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom attempts to shield the identities of sidewalk vendors from ICE agents. The law comes on the heels of other statutes pertaining to school students and patients at health care facilities. The measures are part of a broader trend among blue states to resist the Trump administration's commitment to enforcing the law. Meanwhile, some Republican-led states have passed laws to support enforcement efforts. Rich Thomason, Washington.
FBI agents are asking for public help to identify 4 people seen near a mass shooting in Leland, Mississippi. The Friday night shooting left 6 people dead and more than a dozen injured. The FBI released photos of the suspects described as 1 female and 3 males. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.